Richtig? Wo, Erik, da?
Hm?
Welcome to Homebrew. How are you doing, guys? I think I forgot my own mic. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Welcome to Homebrew. This is the Hackerspaces dinner show. Today we got quite a full table. And I think we're going to have some very interesting discussions. Hackerspaces from mostly the Netherlands. We have somebody from the makerspace scene. And we even are going to talk about some political stuff. Always a difficult word.
Political, man.
Yes, Dr. Wax. Wax, hey, welcome, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. First, we're going to listen to a song to wake up a little bit, and we talk to you in a few seconds.
Make him shine. Not my kind of music. Too mainstream.
And we're back. This is the Hackerspace Hour, or the Hackerspaces Dinner Show, as we call it this year. My name is Fish, and if you ever got any questions, you can call me on my deck. My deck is F-I-S. H. My sidekick for today, Dr. Wex, welcome. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, kind of warm, huh? It's 31.337 degrees now.
It's bloody hot.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
Yeah, let's say fuck a few more times.
Yeah. Beep. I think we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 courses today about content. So I hope I still have some time to run some music. You were just listening to Skrillex, Scary Monster and Nice Spirits. And later on, you will hear some more other nice music. Also on the table is Astrid Oostenburg. Sorry for that. She's politician and geek. Am I right to pronounce it that way?
Yeah, well, I was called a lady nerd, so, well, geek is also correct, I guess.
We use it a positive way. I've met Astrid about 3 weeks ago. We had a nice discussion at the Labour Party, and we were talking about all kind of things of Prism. That's also one of the reasons why I used the Q just before there. And one of the things I was wondering, Astrid, is it possible to have a better relation between the positive hacker scene and the political side without interfering in a good way that hackers feel they're attacked?
Yeah, I think it's not even a question about if it's possible, it's a must. We must work together because the negative scene or situation around hackers at the moment, it's not good for the hackers, it's not good for the scene, it's not good for politicians. And you see something like PRISM can happen only because we are not aware enough. And with we, I talk about, because it's a bit difficult for me sometimes, but I'm really a politician, so the we part is the politician part. But my heart also belongs to the tech stuff. So I'm looking at it both ways, and I think that's the good way.
Yeah, yesterday evening we had a discussion with a bunch of hackers in the Hack and the Random 2600 and the Leaderbox Village. We thought about how are these techniques working, and can you at least create a technique which is not interfering with it. But the main problem we find out is that you can't fight this with technique because there is always a vulnerability in the technical side. Do you think the politicians in Den Haag are aware enough to think about what the problem is and how we can get them more aware?
First of all, I don't think they're aware enough because, well, this it's not usual to be a technician and be in politics. I used to be more looking at politics also in a very negative way. Now and then I thought, well, if I can't beat them, I'm joining them. I did, and now I see in The Hague it's hard to explain things. It's hard to explain what's a hacker. So if it's hard there, it's even harder to explain it to all the people in the Netherlands. So, but we have to start there. We really have to make sure also politicians understand what techniques is about before you make a law, like the cookie law or something. You have to think about the technique behind it.
Do you also think if you're going to take a look on the current politicians in The Hague, they have a certain amount of... they are from a certain age where internet and these kind of techniques are not that used from when they were young. You are bridging that gap, and I think your age is also under the average of a politician.
Not anymore.
Okay,
I'm afraid.
then it's probably. But do you think it's a generation problem, and we need to skip a generation somewhere on the political side and see if we can get more people involved of the current generation in the politics?
Think is that we also need more technicians in the politics. So we have to make it sexy somehow to be a politician. It's hard work, but it's fun. It's also fun. I have to admit, it's very technical. If I look at laws, it's very technical. So if you're a technician, you should also like to be in the politician, I guess. And if I look at my colleagues at the moment, there are a lot of younger, I mean around 40, because that's younger for me, in the politics these days. So it's not old guys in suits anymore. It's a lot of different people. But you have to understand how technique works before you can make a law, I think. So anyways.
I agree on you. Wex, you always have a little bit anarchistic side of politicals. What do
right,
you think?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, there's a big issue here, and that is that statistics about surveillance and especially the data retention policies, which are in effect in Europe, are not effective. Next to that, these statistics are not being published because it was shown that it isn't effective at all. So that's one side. And then we see in the US that there is a secret court and secret law in order to justify this spying on people. It isn't helping anyone, it's spying. So, you know, we are kind of like stuck in this loop that, you know, we are going to fight terrorism, and we're going to fight child pornography, and we're going to fight this and this and this. But at the same time, there are no statistics on how effective these measures are, which are being applied by our politics and in our society. So it's indirectly, it's oppressing people. And that's something that worries me a lot. So we shouldn't like use the same stuff which is being applied now in the US to do the same thing in Europe or on a national level in the Netherlands.
And don't we have the same issue in the Netherlands? If you're talking about the tapping, tapping is better, actually not an English word, by the way. Phone taps. Yeah, yeah. I think that we still have an issue in the Netherlands, and of course we can blame the NSA that they're listening to our all information. But we're almost doing the same if you hear about how many taps we have in the Netherlands.
Correct. So we have like two sides here, right? One is that the US is like exporting this kind of like ideas to Europe and to other measures of the world. And next to that, our foreign intelligence services are helping each other in this kind of matters, and they are not being transparent about it. You know, when you like watch the Secret Service talk at the National Cybersecurity Congress last year, they say like, "Oh, no, we are not wiretapping or reading your emails." You know, so effectively, this is not really lying because they only save the metadata, right? But if they want to target you and want to find out where you connect to and who you speak to, it's already out there. So this is way more powerful information to contain, because the content might not even be relevant at all.
Yeah.
But if the state knows who you have talked to and they're gonna save it for a really long time, people can go back in time and see, oh, you know, you have talked to Julian Assange like 2 years ago, so maybe you are involved in the organization and we're going to hunt you down and harass you and intimidate you.
Do you guys, especially Astrid, I think if we get create more transparency, that at least we know whose Facebook's accounts are being compromised by governments, or actually our own government, that at least we know where we're talking about, because everything is kind of grainy and shady, and I'm not, you know, of course it's not good what's happening, but we don't know what the size is. Is it possible to create more transparency, you think, Astrid?
Yeah, I think AccessFall set a perfect example by publishing their numbers, or how many taps they had to do, or how many data they had to give. So if every provider starts doing that, and also the telecom providers, and also, I think transparency is good.
Okay.
I really want it. And also, I know it's bad to tap, well, wiretap, but also if you're in a investigation, you need tools. So I'm not all against research, but I don't like the proportion of it.
Let's be honest. We want to fight criminals too.
Yeah.
But the way how it works at the moment, we don't know how it works. The amount of taps, okay, it's now published, but the amount of Facebook accounts who are going to be asked, it's still in a closed source because it's secure information.
Yeah, but that's because it's American information. I think we have to make a difference between Holland and the US, because I really think in Holland we're getting more transparency than we get in the US. But that's the problem. If you don't know where you're putting your stuff on an American server or on a European server or a Dutch server even, that's the problem. People are not aware. So first thing of all, awareness. I keep on telling awareness.
Okay, and this awareness, okay, hackers is a first start to create awareness, maybe.
Yes.
But we have to gap the bridge between the regular people and the technical people, in my opinion.
Mm.
And the big question is how we're going to create it. Wex, you got an idea about it?
Yeah, so it isn't really about awareness, because there isn't any need for awareness if you're just going to stop the massive wiretapping, if we're going to come forward with statistics about how effective these measures are actually, like, which are taking place right now. So that's the first. So that's the first step, effectively, that our intelligence services and the police and the state needs to be more transparent. And statistics and a few numbers are not going to, like, help terrorists and stop criminal investigations. So we need to, like, take a step back and do this first before we can, you know, because the debate is there, and that is what Edward Snowden wanted to have, and that's being taken place right now, which we saw in the House vote, I think about 1.5 week ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was about funding the NSA next year for all of their massive wiretapping. And you can see there was like a 50-50 split, and they lost a vote against not funding the NSA by 12 So they are still being funded next year, but the discussion is there. So there is awareness, and now we need to do something with it.
Okay, and Astrid, how are we going to do that?
In the Netherlands?
Yes. First to our own country and then the rest of the world?
Yeah, but I really think we're already making big steps at the moment. We discuss it, even in the House of Parliament. That's the minister is coming with plans and he's throwing that into the wide open. Everybody can have a talk about it. So I think we're already making small steps, but there's more. Also, the technical community has to trust politicians and talk to them.
True.
We need to talk to each other because I'm there. I'm filling a little bit of the gap, but I'm only one person in a very big environment in The Hague. There's a lot of people working
but
there.
Do you understand that a lot of hackers, they were disappointed last year by the political side, and they have a little bit of feeling like, okay, it's difficult for me to take that step?
I can understand also the sarcasm and the disappointment, but you can step back or you can join in. I think the best way is to join in and keep on talking. If you see like Ronald Plasterk, one of the ministers who's going to a school and he's going to hack there, and then you see it in the media, I think that's a good way to show that hacking is a good thing. Well, okay. The good hacking is a good thing.
That's actually, I think it's a good thing to start. And let's close this discussion for the moment and listen to the next song. It's called That Is What It Feels Like. So what? Need some club mate or coffee, I think. It's Armin van Buuren. Here we go.
Wat hem?
Normaal. Ik ben echt kapot, man.
De tent open?
Echt water hebben hier.
Heb je geen
fles gelijk al op?
Er zijn heel veel. Al beschikbaar.
Oké. Je hebt weer zo'n flesje.
Ik zie jou ook gewoon echt. Ik doe steeds een beetje zo'n
ruit gewoon. Ik heb iedereen uitgeteeld.
Ik ben het ook vol gewoon.
Ja, heel vervelend.
Ik ga naar buiten. Ik pak
ze er al bij.
Er is straks een
beetje. Dat is de enige.
Ja,
ik
begin
gewoon.
Ja.
Dat
ik ook
gewoon hulp
nodig.
Leuk.
Waarom lachen we dit?
Wij
doen man.
We hebben een set. Ik sta bij GMC nu, maar we hebben een set.
Variant. Of kun je een opblaasplakje halen?
Maar ja, wie heeft er een licentie? Alleen Marcel toch?
Nee, FM is anders. Hey man.
Met al onze kleren aan
de hand. Ik heb een tafeltje gevuld, hè?
Ja, kan ook. Ja, ik doe dat.
Heel de
kamer. Ja, doe ik wel even mijn shit uit.
Drie kwart is random data, maar toch. Drie kwart is random data, maar
toch. Ja, ook Hack in the Box. En, waar ben jij eigenlijk een onderdeel van?
Hack in the Box,
toch? Lurker.
Lurker, oké.
Dan ziet iedereen zo
nee, ik weet niet, waar ben ik onderdeel van?
2600, Hack in the Box.
Ja,
Hack in the Box hebben we gisteren al over gehad. Dan ben je 2600 NL.
Ja, 2600. Maar dat is precies dezelfde discussie als gisteren.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Ja, nou, daarom haal ik hem nu ook even aan met.
Ik denk dat we daar makkelijk.
Achter de keer?
Nee?
Dus Tweede Kamerlid.
Ja, okay. Ja. Dus, ja. Vier uur wel naar
dat is zoiets van, nou, dat is een leuke. Zeker een nieuwe extra ook bij zit.
Ja, je weet dat nu half twee is.
Ook echt onder tafel gesprekken waar je naar dingen uit kunt leggen.
Ik weet wel waar de schoen wringt, maar. Ik weet wel waar de schoen wringt, maar ik denk ook maar even buiten.
Suicide!
Why?
Het hele punt is gewoon leverage.
Ja. 100.
Dat is het hele punt bij de overheid.
Ik denk dat het vooral belangrijk is om met mensen in de overheid in de politiek te praten over dit soort onderwerpen. En te kijken hoe we daar kunnen vergroten.
Ja, het punt is dat het altijd met praten blijft.
Ja,
en hoe je het communiceert op het internet. Zo, hoe
dus,
dat gaat
dus daar ligt een hele knelpunt. Van, er wordt wel of niet uitmaakt maar de hoeveelheid.
Ja, klopt. Maar dat is ook wel typisch iets Den Haag.
De andere kant van social media en
het ging ook echt over zelfmoord.
Ja, nee, dat snap ik, maar er zit ook een kant aan natuurlijk hoe het begint, dat soort gevoel daar komt.
Ja, nou, ik was ook heel benieuwd hoe ze dit gaan brengen, want ik ken nogal wat mensen, zeg maar.
Ja.
Ik was wel benieuwd.
Ja. Ik heb geen idee wat ze kunnen vertellen.
Nee, maar ja, nee, ze zijn met een beetje, daar kun je maar nakijken.
Ja,
maar de praatjes van vandaag zijn wel.
Hopelijk worden ze wel opgenomen.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Oh, wat
heb
je
weinig heb je vroeger ook die Twilight CD's gehad? Ik ga er
even wat mee doen. Neem me op,
Aan. Oké, dan kijk ik maar een foto's terug.
Al die spellen en applicaties en zo.
denk ik nog een beetje lekker.
Eerst dat iemand die heeft de hele serie reverse engineering.
Ja, je bent zo.
Kijken wat voor clues en Easter eggs en zeggen. Kijken wat er even heeft gehaald. En dat is
lekker, man.
Heeft uitgekomen.
Ja. Ik zit in mijn laatste secondes. Oké, jongens, laatste 10 seconden.
Ik kon halen.
This is the Hackerspaces Dinner Show. We just had a starter, a little bit discussion about Prism, hackers, the political side. Also in our studio, we got some people of Random Data, quite familiar Hackerspaces for Hackerspace for me. Ardillo, hey, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, man. Thank you. Very well, actually.
Welcome. Can you give the listeners a little bit of introduction? What is Random Data?
What is Random Data? Random Data is a Hackerspace in Utrecht. Where we have two of them. I guess we are actually the smallest hackerspace, we just found out that we are a little bit different than all hackerspaces, because everybody is sitting in their village with all kind of soldering tools and all kind of stuff. And when we looked at our out tables, we saw there was a lot of food, so that makes us a little bit different. And we're more like a living space for people to have some social talks, and we talk a lot every Tuesday.
So where do we talk about?
Yeah, everything. Last week we talked about drones. About we went to make our own drone. So I gave a little workshop about what are drones used for, and we all know that the military uses them, but there are all kinds of useful tasks. Last night I saw a talk in tier track one, and the speaker said even one talk about investigating power lines, but you could also bring pizzas, delivering medicines.
Pizza delivery, I like one.
Yeah. they have movies about it on YouTube and stuff. And we made a list, but what could we do with a flying platform like? Roll out a Wi-Fi access point, or home automation, or ringing some doorbells, you know, all kind of things. And we had some brainstorm about it, and the next step is to buy the stuff and try and build one.
Okay, and Astrid, if you're going to take a look on drones, it was also one of the political items last month in Den Haag. There are some laws needed on that side, and it's still a little bit gray area. Are there any involvement to use to use a drone on for private or public-private purpose?
I'm not sure if there's any use, but I said I'm worried about the private drones, especially the ones with a very good camera, because you can use them good in a good way, but you can also use them in a bad way. And I want to make sure we make rules to stop people at the front gate. Like, okay, if I do this, if I make images of my neighbor naked in her yard and put them online, then somebody's going to sue me. There are no laws at the moment, so I think that that really needs to be done.
Okay, if I take a look on the hackerspaces side, they're using it in a creative way. It's not the purpose is not to violate somebody's privacy. For example, roll out wireless access points. I thought you were, Ardella, you were also talking about creating a system for fun and putting all the TVs or lights on or off in the street or so. Do you think there is a limit somewhere there?
Yeah, well, I think the limit is if you bother other people, that's no fun.
So it's ethics.
It's ethics, yes. Yeah. It's really ethics.
And talking about ethics, in the hackerspace, Ardillo, do you see a lot of people talking about ethics?
Yeah, well, in our hackerspace, we're not that politically active. We talk about it, but it's more like the technical production we like the technical how does it work, just to be just try it out if it works. That's that's the reason for us. Actually,
is it needed to talk about ethics in the hackerspace? Do people know to draw the line?
Yeah, well, if I look at our hackerspace, we had some yeah, we had quite some projects, and we talked about it, and we discussed about it, and to not make things public, to not publish our results because of ethics. So yeah, we do talk about it, and I guess when we actually made a drone which can turn off TVs, then it would be nice to know that it's working, and that's it.
Okay, so it's just because we can.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Just because of that.
And we got more people of random data. One of them is Junk. Hey, Junk, how are you doing, man?
Good afternoon.
Oh, one sec. I got an error on the mixer. Wait, there we go. Yeah.
Good. Test. No.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
I'm hot at the moment.
You're not a typical hacker in a way. You're using soldering irons or coding hardcore kernel dumps all night.
No, not really. I'm just interested in what other people do, and I'm interested in technology and the things people can do with that. And because of the interest, I just stick around and like to talk to people and exchange ideas or ask them dumb questions they haven't thought up yet.
Well, there are no dumb questions.
Yeah, true.
Only dumb answers.
When you know a lot about something, you get some sort of tunnel vision. And I think because I do not know that much about it, I open up different visions.
Okay, if you're going to take a look on the amount of years you're already in random data, you have seen people coming, people going. Because you're thinking in a different way, you have brought people to a different level of thinking about how you can approach these things?
No, but at certain problems, they might come to conclusions that they haven't thought up before.
Okay, and this is where Hackerspace is about, huh?
Definitely. It's sharing information, teaching each other, having a lot of fun, about your problems, and then solve them all together.
And how about networking? I know you're also involved with another few communities. How are these hackerspaces positioned in these communities?
I think that for a lot of events, or events like this, for example, hackerspaces are the basis. They form everything. Hackerspaces supply volunteers, which we need. And a lot of people who enjoy the events and conferences are from hackerspaces. And I think that's a good thing. So I think they... Stop doing that. Thank you very much. they need to... Hackerspaces need to be there to have like, for example, a crew and have some basis for your events.
So it creates a continuation of all other things which are happening.
And exactly.
If you talk about 2600, which is also one of the involvements of Dr. Wax, do you see it as the same thing? It's also one of the continuations, or?
At the moment, 2600 now is going a bit down. We need more activity. In the beginning, it used to supply a lot of volunteers, and it used to give events like this more news, and people know about it and get involved into it. So I think 2600 now is a really, really good thing for the community. It's just meet people. It's open for everybody, and it gets people involved because in that way, it's really easy for them to get to know people that can get them somewhere into a hackerspace or into some certain events. And I think it's an important thing.
And do you think these hackerspaces should more be aware of that the politicians are available to listen to hackerspaces and communities like this?
I'm not sure. This is going to in a political way. I'm not really sure about politics. I think that the hackerspaces should continuously have in mind that they should be open to anyone.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the most important things. Like whenever a hackerspace is there for like more than a year, you see certain groups start to arise and people who like each other, and we have to, as a whole, have to be careful we don't exclude people.
True. Even police, politicians,
exactly.
or friends
should
at labs.
Be welcome. Yeah. As long as they're interested and asking questions or have information you might want, it's just exchange of information open to everybody, and that's a really important thing, I think.
I think that's a nice closure. We're going to Orbital, Straight Sun, and I think we can use this song with 31.337 degrees.
Warm, hè? Is hier iets nog water trouwens?
Ik ben even een bikini.
Ja, dat is goed. Ja. Ja, precies. Ja, 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 ja. Ja, dan moet ik het dus uit.
Ja, is goed.
Sorry.
En het water is
niet. Nou joh, wat grappig.
Klinkt lekker hoor.
Ga goed hoor.
Ja, ja. Lijkt me wel.
Als wat er is, nou, hij zit op de helft al. Ja. Vlieg voorbij, hè?
Ik heb mijn pasje wel. Ik maak
het nou precies stel van de mensen nou gehad.
Dus sorry?
We hebben ook precies stel van de mensen
gehad. Nou, dat hebben we goed gedaan.
Dat zie je wel.
Iets meer zelfs. Nee, oh nee, precies de helft inderdaad. Je hebt gelijk.
Ja.
Die adapter, of hè?
Nee, we hebben 5 van de 9 gehad. Want Barry wordt...
Hoe hard? Die radio.
Maar is alleen maar host, hè?
Ja, ja. Mag niks zeggen.
Alleen ja, anders maar heeft hij 5 jaar garantie op een kring. Dus,
Ja, die is voorzitter. Die zit alleen maar voor de show en om te zorgen dat de mensen niet aan de andere kant van de tafel opeens zitten.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja, het zijn gewoon. Je moet het zo zien. Normaal gesproken heb je alleen contact
met. Dat geloof ik direct.
Wat net het leuke is, zeg maar.
Mensen, ik heb uiteindelijk nu mijn eigen laptop meegenomen. Omdat je weet hoe de knoppen werken op een gegeven moment. Dat ding is mooi. Maar
het is gewoon makkelijk om het om te.
De sampler, maar dit is perfect ding. Dit is echt top. Heb je een of andere touchpad en daar zitten alle samples onder. Maar ze hebben nog meer dan die 2 Prism en die
nieuws.
Juist, precies. Dat is een beetje het punt waar Wax dan volgens mij begon samen met Barry. Van, laten we gewoon naar die maandelijkse meetings. In Amerika had je dat al, daar staat.
Deze 4, dat zijn deze?
Met het NL, het Nederlandse department. Het is gewoon heel erg.
Dat zijn deze.
En wat is het verschil met DEA?
Eerst?
Deze is de stop.
Ja? Het idee is gewoon, je zit gewoon eens in de maand bij elkaar en dan ga je gewoon een beetje bier zuipen. Gewoon eens kletsen en weet je het leukste dat iedereen ronde kennis
Ja. Maar ik moet hem vanaf daar draaien.
Best wel leuke dingen. Echt, net zo'n opening voor heel veel events. Ik ben zo. Daardoor ben ik in Hackerspace.
En die 2600, die is ook ergens terug, wordt die dan nog heel Nederland?
Het is een landelijk ding, maar het is zout op. Lang?
Kunnen met een kontje?
U zei net van de buurvrouw fotograferen, de regels van.
Oh,
maar zijn die
Nee,
ik heb
nou.
En.
Het
gaat
een beetje. Werd een beetje.
Ja.
Ja,
mag de Wax?
Ja. Hoe lang hebben we nog?
Nog 3 minuten. We doen het rustig aan. Ja. Is warm.
Wat, los van wetten, ik zie. Maar ik heb even snel gegoogeld hoor. Maar
dat zag
je. Er is een stukje privacywetgeving. En ik weet dat er een uitspraak is van de Hoge Raad. Waarin staat dat het naaktfoto's maken van de buurvrouw. Dat het verboden is. Ja. Dan op basis van jurisprudentie zou je kunnen zeggen: dat is er.
Volgens mij privacywetgeving. Dan heb je het al gedaan.
Maar in hoeverre is dat anders dan als ik met mijn telefoon op straat loop en film. En of ik gebruik een drone. En
dat is dus in de vraag: moet ik nu.
Uiteindelijk ben jij. Het is eigenlijk gewoon een middel. En het is, jij bent eindverantwoordelijk, jij bestuurt dat ding.
Ja, dat is ik mijn vraag inderdaad. Dus inderdaad
ik denk dat interessanter is dan of je iets met drones moet gaan doen met betrekking tot wetgeving.
Wat je moet doen is, je moet niet op
drones betrekken, maar je moet sowieso alles wat grond.
Ja, dat sowieso.
Want sowieso, je moet een scheid maken tussen wat het leger en de politie gebruikt en wat een particulier.
Ja,
de politie mag gewoon naaktfoto's maken.
Ja, die maken dan afbeeldingen en dan zegt ze, dat kan.
Ja,
dat
zal erbij.
Ja, dat vraag ik me af, moet dat onderscheid er zijn? Want is het niet precies...
Renno!
Filmen met je telefoon.
Heerlijk.
En zo ja of zo nee, waarom niet dan?
Maar ook dat is...
Dus lekker...
Er
is
geen goede wetgeving over. Allemaal achteraf. En je kunt achteraf als iemand...
Orbital. Maakt, Orbital.
Ja?
Dan kun je...
Gaan jij dat? Proberen. Dit is zo lekker, dit moet je even horen.
Eigenlijk in hebben ze bijvoorbeeld nu een wet.
Ik ben altijd een beetje...
Zweden is heel streng.
Ja, klopt.
Dat
is
hij van Fox
ID. Oh, is het zo?
Je hebt zeker een kater of zo, hè, van gisteravond.
Hij
heeft een kater of zo. Kijk, ik kan gewoon schreeuwen, ja?
We hebben nog 30 seconden. Oh ja, opstelte komt morgen.
Echt, leuk.
Een stelle boel opstelten.
Niet direct, hij is een beetje...
Oom opstelten.
plekken. Hij is weer weg.
Ik hoor een...
And we're back. This is the Hackerspaces Dinner Show. We just had a main course talking about hackerspaces and drones and all kind of other things. I think it's time to start for a second main course. Don't you agree, guys? Mm-hmm. Not all together, of course. on my right hand side, we got Harma, or Harmless is one of your nicknames, I heard. Welcome to the studio. What is the thing you do?
I'm working currently at Ultimaker, so I do research and development at 3D printers, and I help out with a Kickstarter project from Doodle 3D.
Okay, what kind of Kickstarter projects, or is it classified?
No, it's not classified. It's a way to have, if you have a 3D printer, sometimes it's very hard to draw something, and this is an application for your iPad that you just can draw something with your finger, the top view, and then the side view, and then you have a 3D object, and then just push print and go.
Oh, nice! And you're quite familiar with 3D printers, etc.
Yeah.
And what kind of 3D printers are you working with?
Mostly FDM printers.
Okay, and what it is for the listeners who don't know what it is?
A fused deposition modeling.
Okay, and that means?
That's a wire is going inside, a plastic wire, and then it's melting, and then you just pour it out like hot glue.
Okay, Ardillo, you're also having a 3D printer, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what kind of purpose are you using your 3D printer?
Momentarily I'm printing parts for another 3D printer, actually.
Oh, replication.
Yeah, replicate them, man.
Okay, but because the Harma, you used to work with an Ultimaker printer. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the commercial side, guys. which is a total different type than the 3D printer you are working on. Which type are you working on, Ardillo?
Mendel 90 at the moment.
Okay, and Harma, what's the difference between this printer and a Mendel, for example?
We both started from a RepRop. So there's a lot of similarities. The way the filament is going in, it's just the same. Only we haven't have parts that are replicated because it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. So we cut it out of plywood, and then it's much easier and much faster to build a new printer.
Okay, so the production is easier.
Yeah, the production is a lot easier. And then we altered some of the other things also, but the main things is where the filament's going in and how it's coming out is the same.
Okay, sounds like a fun thing. And if you're talking about these startups, you're helping these Kickstarter projects. In what way?
Oh, I do the logistics.
Oh, the logistics.
I do the updates and I do the t-shirts, sending out, getting all the feedback and stuff.
Okay, and are these people also involved with hackerspaces?
No, mostly the people of the Doodle 3D people are from the Fab Lab in Amersfoort. So there it's all started. And the Fab Lab is similar to a hackerspace because it's a group of people who like to make a lot of things with digital machines. And mostly they're more the physical side of it. So they don't do a lot of software and coding in general, but mostly just making stuff and making it pretty or doing something with their hands.
Okay, and they're mostly on the creative side and creative prototypes.
Yeah.
I think this is a very important thing because if you're going to take a look on prototyping, hacking, creativity, it's creating new products and new stuff, or which we're going to build in the Netherlands and maybe export it or whatever. Astrid, I don't know if you are familiar with on this side, but I'm still going to ask you. Do you think we can promote the people more on the creative side to have how you say it a better exploitation of new projects?
You mean in a political way?
Yeah, what I see is there are a lot of creative people, and funding is always an issue. But sometimes on the lawful side, there is also an issue. So some of these laws there are changing. For example, if you're going to take a look on responsible disclosure, mm-hmm. but it's more on the security side. If I'm going to take a look on the making side, so we as the Netherlands, we are good in making products, and we want to be good in this. Because it's one of the things we can do well.
Well, I know in the politics at the moment, it's also hard to talk about technical people, and we need more technical people. And so there is a change going on, because mm-hmm. I think we start to acknowledge again that we are number one. We used to be number one innovation.
That's actually the thing I'm talking about. Innovation is one of the things that should be promoted because it's something you're working for the future. I see Wex looking like,
I don't understand the question. Is this about 3D printed guns or something? Or?
No. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about promoting innovation is a good thing for the whole of the Netherlands, and should we promote this from the political side?
All right. So, yeah. Why not? I mean, you know, 3D printers are like gonna be the future, but it's gonna be interesting to see whether big companies nowadays will produce these products are gonna say like, oh, you know. 3D printing is going to kill the industry like the music industry is doing now with downloading and stuff.
Okay, and now with all kind of Kickstarter projects and so on, and this is also a new phenomenon, I think, for the last year, which is also a good thing. Can you explain a little bit about this Kickstarter project, Harma, about how it works internationally?
It's an American... thing actually, because now we're the second Dutch company that had a Kickstarter, and we have to have a partner in America, so it's really hard for people outside of America to do a Kickstarter. But then we posted just what we wanted to do and what we already have, and then goals. We set goals from if we have that amount of money, we can do that, and if we have more money, we do some extra scanning and stuff.
Okay, and do you think this is a leak of innovation in the Netherlands side, so we don't have this type of platform yet in the Netherlands?
No, I don't. Yeah, you can have all your national things, but I don't see why it's necessary to have all things a Dutch version.
What I mean is, if you take a look on Kickstarter, yes, mm-hmm. you said it's an American company or an American platform, mm-hmm. And as a Dutch Kickstarter, it's hard to get started.
Mm-hmm. But an European would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to Brussels for that one. Okay. Anyway, we're going to switch to some other projects. Let's talk about some more hardcore technical things. We got Splitio over here. Splitio, welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you over. What's the thing you do? You're also one of the members of Random Data, and I heard you do something with processors, or explain me.
I am. So I've been a member of Random Data in the past year and a half. People that know me know that I do reverse engineering work. In my case, we try to reverse engineer the NVIDIA graphics cards to build a open source device driver for it. This open source device driver is called Nuvo. It's actually a pretty sweet driver. It works quite well. It has 3D acceleration. It has everything you expect from a driver, albeit a bit slow. And everything was completely reverse engineered, documented, and written and published in the open source domain.
Okay. And you see this open source domain is also one of the things hackerspaces are using a lot?
Yes, I believe that hackerspaces are all about freely sharing information, ideas, thoughts, and the open source model is all around sharing, so it's a natural fit, really.
Okay, if we're talking about sharing, Wex, you're also involved with sharing information here at OHM, somewhere at Noisy Square, thank you very much. What's happening on the sharing side on at Noisy Square?
on the sharing side of what?
Yeah, what are you sharing at the Noisy Square?
We're kind of like sharing a counter voice towards inviting certain parties to a certain conference, which we are right now at. So, you know, when you invite certain parties to an event, that doesn't mean that you give them a voice. And that, well, it means that you give them a voice, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you give a platform to a counter voice. Just by inviting them doesn't mean that the hacker community is giving a counter voice to it. So this is why we decided to start Noisy Square, to have more of a, like a discussion and a more of a like a political discussion about these matters. So we have like talks about making your own radio, making about a lot of whistleblowing actually, which is kind of interesting. There's gonna be a round table at like 4, but we're together with Mari McCarthy, people from the Associated Whistleblowing Press in Iceland, to form a former NSA whistleblower. So there's like gonna be a discussion about digital whistleblowing in the times we have now. And at the moment there's a discussion going about the ethics of hacking, and especially about, you know, do you accept certain sponsorship from certain companies, and are there really like no strings attached, or is there still like a moral string attached to it without you knowing, you know? So this is kind of like the discussion which we are having now, and we would love to have actually like Fox IT on stage, but
they were not willing to, or
they weren't really willing to, which is too bad, because if you know, if you would like discuss this thing on the stage, you could like end the discussion once and for all.
Indeed. What's the highlights for the next few one and a half day?
Well, so the digital whistleblowing roundtable today at 4, and what else? I don't really have to schedule in my head. There's going to be a lot of discussion about creating more digital rights organizations like the EFF and Bits of Freedom in Europe. And next to that, there are some crypto party workshops going on. Tonight is going to be a big party at the Noisy Square, so be there or be square.
Party.
Oh, yeah. And next to that, tomorrow we will probably be a bit hangover, and there will be a talk about Digital Rights Watch, which is going to be a platform which is going to map all the digital rights laws and that kind of stuff on a really big wiki. So be there. I think it's about at 3 at Noisy Square. That's about it, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah. In the meanwhile, we're going to whistle some. We're going to blow a whistle for you, especially.
Ah, oh, thanks, man.
And we'll talk to you later. Coming back in a minute.
Well, fucking done.
Oh, sorry.
Je bent zelf een whistleblower.
Ik kon het niet laten, sorry.
Nee, dat was mooi. Applaus.
Ik ben wel benieuwd trouwens over die privacywet. Ik ben echt heel nieuwsgierig. Nou, wat Zweden doet, is inderdaad wel anders. Ja. Dan mag je gewoon doen. Tenzij.
Is het in jouw spel nu?
Het is 12 minuten officieel. Maar ik kan dus ook nog wel even door, als het moet. Oké, dan gaan we zo... Tuurlijk.
Voor volunteers?
Oh ja, vraag ook even waar de naked pool parties zijn.
Wat? Ja.
To all the listeners, this is a warning from the Orga. Please use as much...
Zeven, sorry, Bruno.
Ja. This is a warning from Orga. Please use water, as much water as you can drink. 4 or 5 liters, but keep drinking. If you see anybody being pale or strange colored, ask if they had enough to drink. One question to verify is ask them when the last time was they went to the toilet.
Sorry?
We hebben mensen die onwel worden.
Ah, oké. Okay. Dit is mijn vierde flesje vandaag al, dus wat dat betreft...
Heel goed.
drie keer bijgevuld, hè?
Mensen die bleek zien, dan lopen hier nogal wel van rond.
Ja. Brenno, zit jij in de feest?
Hey, er wel een taak aan.
Zit jij in de feest?
Ik ben niet in de...
Ah, de feest, mooi. Top.
Ben je van een nerd of...
Sorry? Moet ik iets doordraaien?
Nee. Not sure if nerd or dehydrated.
10 voor.
Oh, dat gaat goed komen. Oké. Okay.
Die zijn wel
vervelend. What up, what up? What up, homies? This is a junk on the radio. Come on, nee. Steen op je beeldscherm!
Yo.
Ja, sexy hoor, Brenno. Lekker. Lekker.
Especially for Dr. Wax.
Thanks.
I think it's time to start dessert, guys. Last 10 minutes, and we still have some content to discuss. One of the things I want to discuss is one of the communities in the Netherlands, which is named 2600NL. We just pointed out already for a moment. Ronan, you're familiar with 2600NL as one of the visitors?
Yes. Well, actually, I haven't been very... active in the community for very long, and 2600NL was a very good place for me to start.
Okay.
And especially because it's very easy to approach, and it doesn't have any strings connected. It's actually a sort of less an online community, and not as much as offline, like the hacker spaces we have around. So it will be a lot easier for people to step in. And also, a lot of people who are connected to 2600NL are also connected to hackerspaces like Random Data, the other ones we have in The Hague and Amsterdam. So there's always a place near where you can go if you want to be more active or participate more in the hacker community when you're like in 2600NL and want to make a step further and participate in all the things we are doing.
Astrid, is it an option for you to participate more on these grounds, or you probably have a very busy schedule?
Yeah, what I keep telling in The Hague, also to the minister, go and see for yourself. Go to there was an open hackerspace day on June 20 something. I told my go there, go look for yourself, go see what it is, and I yeah. I'm pretty busy, that's true, and I try to keep contact with the technical side of me also.
Do you think our minister, Ivo Opstelten, is willing to join one of our meetings?
I think he is. I think he really wanted to come over here too, but maybe it's a bridge too far or the gap is still too big because, well, everybody who looks at Ivo thinks, well, he knows nothing. And maybe that's true, but if you don't talk to him and explain things to him, then he will never know. He will never get a clue. So talk to the guy. Please do.
Wex, if I are going to take a look on the anarchistic side, do you think we're willing to invite him? Just in an official letter or so?
You're asking an anarchist that?
Yeah, true.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
Junk, you think?
Want to start it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? I think he's more than welcome to join us in our 2600NL adventures.
Or
definitely.
Well, we also have Combuster over here. He's also from Random Data. Do you think if we ask Mr. Opstelt to come to our hackerspace, do you think it's worth to have a nice discussion with him?
It certainly is worth a nice discussion with a politic leader. Well, the whole thing is that most of the Dutch people are not aware of what hackers really do, and it's not about hacking in their meaning of the word, but just about being creative, really.
Yeah. It could be worth to try to give him a call, and if you want to join home for a few hours, we can maybe fix a golf cart and ride him around. I don't know how he's walking.
I don't know either, so sorry.
So let's put let's go for some coffee and some praline. You guys like some coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So, maybe some mate instead.
Yeah. What's currently the most sweetest thing we have seen at home? If we're going to take a look on the communities, maybe on the political side, Prism or whatever. I don't mind. Just throw it in a group. What's the best thing at home for the moment?
Noisy Square.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Boom.
Openness. Yeah.
Explain.
You can walk around home. And you can just go to any tent where you think something interesting is going on. You can just go in, you can ask them about them, what they're doing. They're happy to explain it because we're all about sharing information, which is very important. That's why we also like to invite people who have no clue about what we're doing, because we are mindset to share that information. And if you don't have it, we will happily be to find out and maybe join us in finding out how things work and how we tinkle with hardware or software or other things. And I think that is very, very unique, especially for a conference, to have this kind of openness and be able to talk to everybody. It doesn't matter what your background is, what you do, as long as you're interested in the things we are doing, we are more than open to come to us.
So the message is actually just talk to somebody and you probably have a nice conversation about everything and everybody's open.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a very nice cup of coffee to finish. I want to thank you all for joining.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's an awesome show. Good coffee, at least. I think we're going to have another bottle of water with this temperature. My name is Fish. This was the Hackerspaces Dinner Show. And I'm going to finish with the Prodigy, of course, with Out of Space, because we're almost out of space of time.
Oh yeah, Prodigy. Ik ga hem even bouwen.
Bier drinken!
En nou koffie.
Oh god. Oké, ik heb... Ja. Oh, man. Nou, goed. Dank mensen.
Ja.
Hey.
En buiten is het koeler dan hier.
Ja, ja. Dat was wel lekker.
Ja. Inmiddels wel, ja. Oh. Och jongens, warm.
Zo.
Ja, dat is niet meer zo goed. Ja, hersens gaan een beetje koken.
God man.
Om hier.
Warm hè? Schijf en ik zie daar 1, 2, 3, 4 nog wat over staan.
Ja, dit is al je microfoon. Ja. Ik zet hem nu even naar beneden. Dit is de techmixer. Dit is de main out en die komt hier weer op binnen. Maar die eigenlijk weer alles hier.
Oké, dus ik zet gewoon de mensen open. Die...
Inderdaad. Je hebt hier al een laptop eventueel die hier. Oké. Okay. Je hebt daar een PC.
Laat maar.
Techniek is die binnen op tijd. Ik zei,
jongen, ik had
hem. Officieel schijf is hier.
Oh, dit is ook nog muziek dat het wel bij onze show past. Kansbak?
We hebben heel hoog maar die ons kan horen platen. Ja.
Gaan we
dit
al weg of
stil? Nee, er staat goede muziek op.
Wat? Er staat nog goede muziek op.
Ja, er staat goede muziek op.
Ah, Prodigy. Out of Space. Dat is inderdaad beter. Goed. Dat klinkt iets een beetje gaar. Het klinkt een beetje gaar. Met een brom erin en shit hier.
Boeit.
Ik word echt zo hut.
Ja,
een seconde. Tijd zat.
Maar klinkt niet goed dit.
We hebben nog geen randvlak.
Nou, is het weer normaal. Ik weet niet wat er aan de hand is.
Oh, die knecht zijn misschien een beetje rot van die kastjes.
Ja, met die warmte worden er natuurlijk ook nog een vochtige narigheid. Dus,
vocht en condensatie die warm worden zodat het
gast, je hebt geen gel in je haar. Ik herken je amper.
Deal with it!
Ik kan altijd compenseren met zweet.
Ik zeg zo, wat is er anders aan jou?
Huh?
Ja. Oh, dit is inderdaad, elke keer als ik beweeg, dan gaat hij lopen meuken.
Ik heb wat te drinken meegenomen trouwens.
Praktisch.
Ah, we gaan een ding verder.
Hm?
Kunnen we een announcement
doen? Ja hoor, meer drinken.
Zoveel tijd. Meer drinken, dat doen jullie vast al.
Ja, dat is ons onderwerp vandaag.
Ja.
Maar
ja, toepas.
Het personeel trekt het niet in deze interview over. Half drie, half